Our reading from the letter of Paul, St. Paul, to the Philippians. Brothers, your attitude must be that of Christ. Though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name, every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Verbum Domini.
The name of the Lord shall be blessed forever. Praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory. Who is like the Lord, our God, who is enthroned on high and looks upon the heavens and the earth below? He raises up the lowly from the dust. From the dunghill he lifts up the poor, to seat them with the princes of his own people.
The name of the Lord shall be blessed forever.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
When Mary, the mother of Jesus, was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, an upright man, unwilling to expose her to the law, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream and said to him, "Joseph, son of David, have no fear about taking Mary as your wife. It is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. She is to have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this happened to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin shall be with child and give birth to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," a name which means God is with us.
Verbum Domini.
Lord,
On this first Saturday of the month, we invite you to join us for the rosary immediately following the Mass, if you're able. And today, we honor the holy name of Jesus. The name Jesus means God saves, or simply Savior. We recall that the angel Gabriel announced to Mary at the Annunciation, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." And it was confirmed when the angel appeared to Joseph, as we just heard in today's Gospel, that Mary will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And the Christ child is what his name signifies. Jesus is indeed the Savior of the world. He reveals the hidden face of God and redeems humanity from sin and the power of death. And as St. Peter would say to the Jewish leaders in the Acts of the Apostles, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And the power in the holy name is that it stands for the second person of the Blessed Trinity become man. Our God become man. The name of Jesus should be treated with reverence and respect because he is not only our God and Savior, but also is the joy and the desire of every heart. St. Bernard would say about the holy name, it is light when preached, food and meditation, healing when it is invoked. The name of Jesus is honey in the mouth, music to the ear, gladness in the heart. It is also a remedy for sin and sadness of heart. And sadly, some have the bad habit of uttering the holy name irreverently, either when they're surprised or angry, or sometimes simply in order to emphasize a point they're trying to make. The second commandment is clear, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. As a means of reparation, one could say the divine praises, which are often recited after benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. Right? In the divine praises, we say, blessed be God, blessed be his holy name, blessed be the name of Jesus. St. John Chrysostom notes that we take good care not to wear out our best clothes by putting them on every day. So we must beware also, lest we thoughtlessly utter the name of God, which is worthy of our profoundest reverence. Rather than take the name of the Lord in vain or utter it again without thinking, it should be honored and invoked with devotion and faith. St. Lawrence Justinian says, if you are tempted by the devil, if you are oppressed by all men, if you are afflicted with grief, if you are wearied by sorrow, if you are troubled with the spirit of blasphemy and despair, if you are stricken with fear, if you hesitate with doubt, repeat frequently the name of Jesus. In trials and dangers and terror, at home, traveling, in solitude, on the sea, everywhere you may be, utter the name of the Savior, not from lips only, but also from the heart. Right? In other words, in every situation. Our Lord has told us himself, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. To be very, very beneficial for us to form the habit of calling upon the name of the Lord with trust throughout the day, especially in critical moments, but not only in critical or dangerous moments. Rather, his name again can be invoked reverently in any moment throughout the day. St. Paul would say in his letter to the Colossians, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Psalm 50, God gives us the invitation, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Above all, in the hour of death, we should call upon the name of the Lord as we have St. Stephen as an example, and in the Acts of the Apostles. Just before his death, he says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. We want that to be the last thing that we say, right, to the Lord himself. Now, what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? It means to ask in accord with the Lord's desires and his will. And what does he desire? He desires whatever promotes the glory of God and the salvation of our souls. So to pray in the name of Jesus means relying upon his merits, uniting ourselves to his prayer and sacrifice, and asking for those blessings that he merited for us. So if we pray for what is opposed to our spiritual good, we do not pray in the name of Christ the Lord. And we look to the example of the church as well, as she regularly prays in the name of Christ, right? She ends her petitions with the words, "Through Christ our Lord." Regarding the use of the holy name in prayer, there's the well-known Jesus prayer, which is, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Right? And this is simply combining the plea of Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, from Mark chapter 10, and also the prayer of the tax collector in Luke chapter 18. In addition, we have the powerful prayer of divine mercy. "Jesus, I trust in you." Again, that can be prayed multiple times, many times throughout the day. These short and simple yet powerful prayers, again, can be prayed at any time throughout the day, even in the midst of our work, of our tasks. "Jesus, I trust in you." It's not in ourselves that we trust, right? But rather in his name that we trust and have hope that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ, as St. Paul says. Again, there is great power in his name. St. Bernardine of Siena says, "You are deceived who think that the name of Jesus has not divine power and force, for it has an admirable power against demons, whom it puts to flight, and to whom it is a name of terror, so that anyone using it reverently can easily triumph over them." And further, he tells us that they cannot bear the light of such a great name. These most foul spirits cannot sustain the fragrance of such a great odor and such great power of the name of Jesus Christ. So the holy name is a powerful defense against temptation. St. Lawrence Justinian encourages us, saying, "If you are tempted by the devil, repeat the name of Jesus, and you will immediately obtain grace." Immediately. It is divinely revealed, and St. Paul reminds us that God will never allow us to be tempted beyond our strength. We call upon him, he will give us the grace to resist, to renounce temptation. As one spiritual writer noted, "David took 5 stones from the brook, and having put them in his sling, he went out against the Philistine giant Goliath and conquered him. So let us take 5 stones from the torrent, that is the 5 letters of the name Jesus, and go out confidently to fight against the Philistine or against the devil. And having invoked that holy name, we will gloriously be victorious over our most determined enemy." We can look to St. Paul as well for his love, his devotion to the holy name. He used it quite often. Around the time of his conversion, our Lord would tell Ananias that "Paul is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel." Remember, as the Lord said in the gospel, "From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks." And we see how full St. Paul's heart was with love for Christ Jesus. In fact, looking at a concordance of the Bible, I checked this morning, and a concordance of the Bible that we have in our library, that there St. Paul used the holy name of Jesus over 200 times in his epistles and letters. He had a great love for the holy name and was convinced of its power. So may we grow in our respect and love and devotion for the holy name of Jesus, and grow in confidence regarding the power of the holy name, especially in times of danger, trial, or temptation. And would that everyone could say with St. Bernard that the name of Jesus is honey to the taste, melody to the ear, and joy to the heart. I'll conclude with the words on the holy name from a sermon that St. Bernard gave on the Song of Songs. He said, "When I name Jesus, I set before me a man who is meek and humble of heart, kind, prudent, chaste, merciful, flawlessly upright, and holy in the eyes of all. And this same man is the all-powerful God, whose way of life heals me, whose support is my strength. All these re-echo for me at the hearing of Jesus' name. Because he is man, I strive to imitate him. Because of his divine power, I lean upon him."